From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Obama spoke to the American Legion today in Minneapolis, and he said, America's military is the best that it's ever been.
We saw that most recently in the skill and precision of our brave forces who helped the Libyan people finally break free from the grip of Muammar Gaddafi.
The nature of U.S. involvement in Libya has been controversial. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on whether the outcome, at least so far, vindicates President Obama's approach to the conflict.
President Obama has only given one major speech on the U.S. mission in Libya. It was 5 months ago at the National Defense University here in Washington.
We are naturally reluctant to use force to solve the world's many challenges. But when our interests and values are at stake, we have a responsibility to act.
He described an approach to foreign intervention that emphasizes international coalitions and acknowledges the real-world limitations on American power. People looking for a clear Obama doctrine had a hard time finding it. That lack of ideological purity seems appropriate to Aaron David Miller of the Woodrow Wilson International Center. Miller was an advisor to Republican and Democratic secretaries of state on the Middle East, and he says rigid doctrines tend to get the U.S. in trouble.
Doctrine is not the issue. The issue when it comes to American foreign policy should cut across one divide. Is it smart because it protects American national interests in a way that is possible, or is it dumb? And the reality is in Libya, the president's policy seemed to be on the smart side.
Miller says the U.S. approach to Libya has hardly been perfect, but in the end, the approach succeeded. To the president's critics, that ultimate success is not enough. They want a clearer roadmap. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney spoke today to the Veterans of Foreign Wars National Convention in San Antonio.
Our involvement in Libya was marked by inadequate clarity of purpose before we began the mission, and then mission muddle during the operation, and ongoing confusion as to our role in the future.
But other Republicans applaud the president's success in Libya, even if the outcome occasionally seemed uncertain. Robert Kagan is a senior fellow in foreign policy at the Brookings Institution.
A lot of pieces fell into place that made this work, but the administration deserves tremendous credit for seeing it through and against a lot of, I think, unreasonable criticism from all sides.
President Obama's leadership style has always valued pragmatism over idealism, and not only in foreign policy. He says he's more interested in solving problems than in sticking to a rigid dogma. That can be frustrating to his friends and critics alike, who complain that they don't know what the president believes in from one situation to the next. Ben Rhodes is the White House's Deputy National Security Advisor for Strategic Communications. He says the administration is focused on how best to achieve American interests on a case-by-case basis.
I don't think you want to have a doctrine that is so broad that it would lead you to intervene in country after country and send you down a slippery slope of military interventions that we don't want to pursue.
But he says the U.S. does apply universal principles to every country.
We oppose violence by governments against our citizens. We support the universal rights of people around the world, the right to choose their own leaders and to have basic fundamental freedoms. And we are supporting across the Middle East and North Africa a process of political and economic change that is responsive to the people of the region.
That support sometimes comes in the form of sanctions or simply words. But that wasn't enough in Libya, where military power came into play. And it may not be enough for people seeking revolution in other countries either. Michelle Dunn directs the Rafiq Hariri Center for the Middle East at the Atlantic Council.
Certainly the question of U.S. involvement is going to be raised increasingly now in places like Syria, Yemen, and who knows, perhaps Iran in the future because of Libya. Libya has now created a different model.
A different model, perhaps, but in the eyes of the Obama White House, not a universal one. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.